The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
Last time on Whodunit, Gordon successfully realized that Malinzy is the killer. Yay, Gordon, that's the good news. The bad news for both Cam and Chris is that Melina and Lindsay are still there. I think that if the producers played fair, Lindsay's the killer. That being said, I'm pretty sure the producers aren't playing fair. They screwed up with the color of the horse, and Melina is your killer. That is really going to be bad news for Lindsay, because Cam and Chris trust each other from day one. Which means if they're going to try to ice her out and they think that she's the killer, she's gone. So, if I'm Lindsay, I really need to pay attention today.
Yes.
Unless I'm the killer, in case I don't care. Then if I'm Lena, I'm toast.
Yes, welcome to the penultimate, I believe, episode of the Whodunit WLTI Live Extra. My name is Jason Block. I'm here with our armchair detectives, Chico Alexander and Gordon Pepper from WLTI Live. Last week, we found out that Ronnie and his trained monkey...
I bet you couldn't say that with a straight face.
No, I could not. Had a really hard time deducing how Gino crashed his party. And then Ronnie got iced. Literally, Ronnie got iced in the pool.
Well, Ronnie was playing with his trained monkey, and his trained monkey decided to play some havoc in the spa.
Yes, it did. And what happened, we don't know exactly what happened. But we will, because now we have Final Four. And by the way, the murder that Ronnie was participating in is similar to a murder that did happen in the book, where a contestant was actually frozen solid, ejected out of a bathtub through a window and broke into pieces.
Nice.
Ill?
Yeah, ill. Yes, we're talking. Literally, like, icicles. Like, you know, ice pieces.
Sort of like what happened to Christian Slater in Mindhunters.
Kinda, yeah. Something like that.
Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that's sort of what happened here. Whereas if Hot Body gets thrown into cold pool, which could very much happen, you can have hypothermia. So it wouldn't be the explosion that kills you. It would be the shock that your body goes into when Hot Body jumps into cold pool.
Exactly. Now, remember, we also have only four investigators left, which means that we're probably going to have a little switch in investigation, also per the book, if I'm not mistaken.
And that would be what, two teams of two?
Two teams of two, I believe.
That's, and then they get to go through all three sites.
That is correct.
Together. Aww.
Yeah, that is how they're going to, I think, switch the rules up a little bit. But remember, we've got... Like I said, we've got two episodes left. Then, in the finale next week, you will have the killer, the winner, and the loser.
And the loser will presumably be
the last
one
killed.
Dead.
Yes, the last one dead.
That's nice.
We're gonna turn up the meta for the finale, aren't we?
Well,
yay!
Well, yeah, because... The finale is called Golden Cuffs, and in the book, what happens is that the killer is discovered and actually puts golden cuffs on the winner puts golden cuffs on the killer, and the killer is taken away and arrested in the book. Because
what happens to the loser in the book?
The loser dies.
Oh, I figured that. In what way?
Ooh, I don't remember exactly how, but it's going to be very interesting to see. But
it'll probably be a straightforward killing. I mean, after all the secrets are out.
Yes, pretty much. And it's interesting that I believe the second book comes out a week after the finale, about 10 days after the finale, and all that sort of stuff. And it's not – there isn't going to be an audiobook version, at least as far as I – you know – As far as I know.
It's not.
As an audiobook, it's only going to come out as a Kindle book.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
But we are just about to go live onto the ABC broadcast. But I will say this, all joking aside, this has been fun to watch and deduce. I'm just wondering how they're going to go about doing this. That's all.
Well, again, it would be way too easy for Spa's Gone Wild in terms of an explosion to be the cause of death here.
Right.
It would not surprise me at all if something was put into the one tub. For example, I would say even a little liquid nitrogen, good enough for a frozen body, and then you blast it into the other pool, making it think like it was drowning or it was exploded body, but it was actually hypothermia or some sort of combination. That would not surprise me if that happened.
Right. Anyway, we are about 30 seconds away, maybe less.
From the ABC broadcast. But like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see how it's played and who does all this sort of stuff. And by the way, I believe, Chico, you are the first up because you are the closest ahead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah, I'm seeing the Secret Millionaire logo now. Anyway.
Yep.
Previously, 13 everyday people checked into Rue Manor.
And 9
so
everyday
far,
people have checked out.
Thank you, Gordon. Very well put.
And we've shown, yes, and we have gone from a fish tank to fire to electrocution to
horses.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody's going to walk away a quarter millionaire. And they'll be the last person standing to unmask whodunit. But last time we had a gunshot with a silencer and Gino with a chandelier stuck in his back.
Yes.
However, he had also a gun bullet in his stomach.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's Ronnie with the trained monkey.
Yeah, that, you know what, that is going to be, I think, the symbolism of the worst guest the entire year.
And
he
Lindsay
had a train monkey.
And Lindsay, she is just really on it, doggone it.
Yeah, she is. That's her. Remember, so who, again, and now we go back to the spa day.
Okay, we have Ronnie. Notice the art change. It is
notice
more
also
filled.
Ronnie,
and filled
Ronnie was hitting some buttons on that spa.
Right.
We have some
okay,
yoga.
Yes, again, videotape.
Beep, beep, beep.
Film.
The buttons. We got
videotape. Film.
Right, exactly.
Videotape.
Film.
Film.
And explosion.
Explosion!
And cue dead body in the pool.
And meanwhile, old girl still with the thing on her face.
Melina's got the facial. And there's Ronnie's dead body.
Right, the Cam is the only man.
Keep in mind, they said that it looked like there is some sort of dry ice-like substance in the pool.
Yes, there is.
What is dry ice made out of, sir?
It's yeah. Oh, great. Cam is the top choice for whodunit killer again. Who do you think I am?
It's definitely not Cam.
Oh. What has Giles said?
I don't wish to send shivers down your spines, but two of you are scheduled to die. One of you is the killer. And one of you will walk out of this house with your life at $250,000. That is creepy.
That is creepy. So Cam is the only man left, and now we have three beautiful ladies, one of them possibly.
Now, there's normally three areas of scrutiny, but because there are the final four, we have a bit of a twist from the killer. Four areas. We have the crime scene, the spa, the pool, Roddy's last of the whereabouts, the parlor, the morgue, where Roddy is currently frozen.
Okay.
And finally, a fourth place, a mystery area, If you remember, that's where we found the bomb from episode 3. Whoever earns the right to the mystery area will also be given 3 minutes to investigate one of the other areas.
Oh, this is interesting.
Very.
So, the mystery area could be enough for someone like Melina to go see more than one area.
Yep.
But Giles wants you to stab each other for it.
Because that's
time to compromise.
Well, oh, look at Cam go.
Well, I don't get it. What's in there?
They're stabbing a bunch of blocks of ice
to get to a box.
There's something in the box, presumably. I wish I knew what.
You know, this is sort of like a little competition. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Melina is killing that box.
Oh, damn!
What are you trying to say, Gordon?
I'm just saying. She could be a chip off the old block.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Cam is really ramming it in there.
Melina's giving it a true stab, except Cam's
got it first. There's Cam with the box first.
And the ice. You know, Cam gets the box.
And inside the box, I believe, a key to the mystery area. Giles will personally escort Cam to the mystery area while...
The three ladies decide to see how they want to fuck Cam over. Sorry, how they want to
screw
Cam over. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Now the killer wants everyone else to figure out where they're going. Oh, but there's one catch.
You must all choose a different location.
Well, that is a given.
Yeah.
Durr.
So now this game not only turns into how observant are you, it also turns into what are you willing to tell and what are you not willing to tell.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, Melina is still hanging out with her ice.
Yep.
And the other three people are still chatting on what they're doing.
That's true. And then there's Lindsay, who we all know is the killer. But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Melina is not going to budge.
Oh, Melina and Lindsay are about to... They're about to go outside. Except they are already outside.
Melina doesn't want all four... Doesn't want to give them all four locations. Which makes sense.
Right?
Yes.
Cam's trying to...
Bully his way, actually.
Yeah. And Melina's all like, it's not you, it's Lindsay. Lindsay's the one being a belligerent little bleep. And it should be noted that all of Melina's friends are dead.
Cam is making the point that Melina was part of the 6-3 group that tried to beat him up, except the 6 went down to 1.
Yeah.
So she's
gonna... Okay, so...
Killer has anticipated this.
Killers provided me with 3 envelopes with the 3 locations. Lindsay, please pick one. So it's up to the universe now.
Yes. And Chris, and now Cam. Except Cam doesn't get a Kansas mystery area.
Cam gets his own choice.
And Lindsay gets her last known whereabouts anyway.
Good for her, I suppose.
We're hoping that Chris gets the morgue.
Melina gets the morgue.
Oh, boy.
And Lindsay's pissed. Okay.
Crime scene.
Chris gets the crime scene.
And then Cam gets the...
He gets the whole morgue.
Cam gets the mystery area. What is in the mystery area? That's the mystery.
Duh.
Melina will keep fighting until her knuckles are bloody, which may happen to her at the end of the episode anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, hi, Mr.
The Big Bear.
And there's the mountain lion from episode 5.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So, let me ask you something. Thoughts on the game twist here?
Well,
I do like the game twist because this is really what it should come down to. And then I'm also going to be guessing the last episode, that's also what it's going to come down to. Each person gets a different episode.
A different area.
A different area, and then it just turns into a gigantic...
free-for-all.
Cluster.
You know, free-for-all. Keep in mind, of course, the killer now has a crime scene all to his or herself. I'm guessing herself, but that's besides the point entirely.
Yeah, well, in a way, this sort of thing kind of makes sense because you have the Vital Four. You have to arrange it so everybody has at least one area.
Right.
So you can imagine that the same thing is going to happen next week when we are down to three. The winner,
the
killer, and the dead person walking.
Right. Now, I am going to guess that the mystery area is, again, some way to control what happened in the spa to shoot him into the pool.
Whee!
You think?
Which also means that if you look at it, the crime scene is sort of unimportant or unnecessary.
If that's true. Again, we're just guessing.
But we haven't seen what's in the crime scene, so we don't really know.
See, I sort of think that the explosion's going to be a little bit of a herring here. I have that nagging feeling.
I don't know what's going to be the nagging feeling. I really don't. I mean, the nagging feeling or the red herring, so to speak.
Or in this case, the red iceberg.
You know, exactly. But, it's just for me, you know, just trying to see what they, you know. But again, it's very interesting to me what this twist was. I like that. I like the fact that they're actually balancing gameplay here, which is good. You know.
Well, you know, but this is what the gameplay is. It's all about, as Lindsay has said, information is gold. It's all about controlling information. It's all about giving what you want to give and then receiving what you want to receive. Keep this in mind. If Lindsay is not the killer, that means that your alliance has been working with the killer all the time. If Lindsay is the killer, that means one member of your alliance is a dead duck this week.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So you really have to not... Well, you really also have to play... In this case, I think the alliance is pretty much a dead deal.
All right,
you pretty much have to play for yourself right now.
Okay.
So, and we're back in.
Okay,
Chris
at the crime scene, I believe.
Chris at the crime scene, and we notice something in the pool. It's a bunch of ice. Ronnie had a hot tub tree, and why is he floating in the pool? There's an icy hot tub.
And why is there ice in the pool and in the hot tub?
So my guess is that the hot tub wasn't that darn hot. Frozen wants hot coffee. Hot tub is halfway drained. There's ice in the hot tub. What if that isn't ice? What if that is liquid nitrogen?
Could be.
Because remember, it's also freezing a cup of coffee.
Right, which is hotter than a hot tub, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, who's up for some liquid nitrogen action?
No blood. Interesting. Let's check the last known whereabouts now.
Right.
The library. Ralph Benjamin, South London. These are Charles's letters. A lot of letter. Personal and confidential. Attention, Charles, personal and confidential.
Oh.
Dear Mr. As you know, I've been here for... I'm running to tell you who the killer is. I don't want to hand this over to personal. The reason I told you is blank. That blank was being dishonest. The vote is for Ronnie, but it is incredibly censored. All the names are crossed off. So you're going to have to turn the letter around and at least see what they've written in mirror.
Or if it's indented enough, scribble, scribble, scribble. Ooh.
Now we're in the morgue, and Melina is looking at Ronnie covered in ice.
Ew. So, but Ronnie knew who the killer was? Okay, or at least in the game sense, right?
Right.
Yeah. Ronnie is frozen. There's a bunch of burns on his body.
That's high. That is definitely liquid nitrogen.
That's liquid nitrogen. He's frozen and he's burnt. And now we go to the mystery area.
Right.
What is in the mystery area?
The same place where the bomb was.
Yeah. Okay, we have Ronnie getting some coffee. This is all on videotape, by the way.
Right.
He's writing his letter. He's fiddling with the controls on the, and he fell asleep in the hot tub, and then he exploded.
Are you sure he fell asleep in the hot tub?
Or was he drugged by the coffee?
Or did the liquid nitrogen already be in the hot tub and Ronnie's dead at that point before the explosion? And the liquid nitrogen set off a charge, so it's sort of like, well, everything building up there where it just exploded, but Ronnie was already dead.
So now the question is, what killed Ronnie?
Okay. Lindsay is looking.
There's a teapot, the tea is warm. Sugar, cream, rice milk, that sort of thing. But there's one thing that is not labeled, and it kind of looks like powdered milk. Or it looks like sugar.
But it's not.
But that is not. But it's still had cream in it, cream on the spoon. So our guess right now is Ronnie was poisoned, and that the frozen hot tub is a red herring.
Well, I wonder if that power. I wonder if the powder.
So why is Cam going there? Why is Cam at the crime scene?
Because he gets 3 minutes at another place.
He gets 3 minutes at a scene. He decides to check out the crime scene. I would have checked out the morgue.
I would have checked out the last known whereabouts, knowing how the killer has been acting. Oh, and Cam's really regretting his choice of the crime scene. So would I, man.
Yes,
so would I.
Right, exactly, because the crime scene ain't nothing.
Crime scene is worthless. About as worthless as Melina right about now, because...
She doesn't get the liquid nitrogen.
And there is... Yep, he was poisoned. Foam coming out of Ronnie's mouth. He was poisoned.
Bingo!
But the question now is how?
Bingo.
The thermometer on the tray.
She's looking at a thermometer.
It's 105. He is hot. So he's overheated and he has ice on him. That is the action of the liquid nitrogen.
So basically he ate liquid nitrogen. Or drank it.
No, remember he was poisoned, but with what? Whatever it was white was white and crystalline.
Oh, what is cyanide? Cyanide.
Again? He's running out of ideas, this killer.
What?
He's running out of ideas, this killer.
Could be, but it is a poison of some sort.
Well, a poison that freezes you in doing that.
Well, okay, so Gordon, let's start with you. Let's set it up so far what we before the riddle and the challenge.
Well, it definitely seems like there was some sort of poison that Ronnie ingested.
Right.
In there. However, the interesting thing is that there's got to be, if you remember, Chris came over there. She's got frozen, something was frozen. So there's obviously some sort of chemical reaction or Ronnie put some sort of chemical in the drink and then drank it, and then that chemical started to work and then froze the milk. Of course, at that point, it was too late for Ronnie because he already ingested it. So now here's my question. If let's just say that he was drinking what he had and then he choked and then he died there, if he dropped the liquid nitrogen in the pool... Could that have caused the clog or some sort of clogging? For example, ice, and the ice could have clogged up the pipe to the point there was an explosion. In other words, the explosion was the secondary cause of death. There was a chain reaction due to the ice that was formed because of the liquid nitrogen. Mm-hmm. And then that shot Ronnie up and into the pool, where obviously the liquid nitrogen, or the dry ice in this case, would have gone with it, which would have caused that fogging effect. But Ronnie was already dead in the spa. The explosion obviously didn't kill Ronnie, but I don't think it was a red herring either. I think it was more of a consequence of the actions, just sort of like when a poor little Sherry kabonks her head on the aquarium. The water that came out that electrocuted her happened to have been a secondary reaction from the fact that her head bonked into the tank and then the glass spidered off the tank. So I think the explosion happened to be a secondary reaction, but Ronnie was already dead long before that explosion.
Oh, absolutely.
So that is my thought.
Exactly. What do you agree or disagree, Chico?
I do agree with Gordon's analysis. I'll even go so far as to say that something in the water in the hot tub actually triggered the chemical reaction.
Yes, exactly. But I will say this: it's going to be very interesting to see who shares what and how. Okay.
Indeed.
You know, the ironic thing about this is that I actually think that Lindsay got the most important room and she got the least out of it.
Yes, she did.
And I think if she's not the killer, she's in deep trouble.
Right. So what happens, again, so in other words, Ronnie wrote the note and the killer saw he was going to let the cat out of the bag.
Yep.
Therefore, ye olde poison. Correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And while we're in this lull,
yeah,
just want to throw in a quick plug.
Okay, plug it.
Chasecast on CLW83.com.
Yep.
Brand new podcast dedicated to
The Chase. Who, by the way, our guest who just is on WLTI Live, Christian Carrion, will appear this week on the new episode. We are back to Rue Manor.
Yes, we are. And we're making ice cream sandwiches.
Strawberries, ice cream sandwiches, frozen food.
Ooh.
Because it's delicious.
It is. Dessert is good. Frozen food is all. Frozen desserts are also very good.
And Melina's walking away to one area, and everybody else is in the other area.
Because she's still going over the whole. She's still getting over the whole Ronnie thing.
And Melina's going upstairs. Probably to hang out with the producers.
No, I think she's...
No, she's not. She's trying to piece together what she knows and how she knows it. Meanwhile, I can't even think of a good nickname for this.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they're leisurely freezing... They're definitely freezing her out.
Uh-huh.
They're freezing well, Melina?
Yes.
They're freezing Melina out, and here's a tweet... All right, my part-time Poirot, you have all the evidence. Now, who solves the crime?
Solved the crime.
Armchair Poirot. See, Ronnie was frozen and he burned at the same time. What would cause that?
So Melina is trying to piece together the puzzle on her own.
Hopefully she won't think it's a trained monkey.
Thank God, yes. A trained
monkey hit the
jacuzzi. Yes, the trained monkey set off the charge in the hot tub, yes.
Hey, leave the monkey alone.
And Cam didn't get any really good evidence here, did he?
No, yeah. He didn't.
Well, Cam is realizing, wait a second, if Alina's a killer, someone on my team's dying.
What? And now she's still talking to herself.
Who else is she going to talk to?
Roddy and his trained monkey. Anyway.
So Melina is logically thinking that Ronnie likes to write notes.
Ooh.
Melina wants to get something.
She wants to get something out of the others.
How is she going to do that?
Dumb luck and brute force. I don't know.
Ronnie is Melina's being a little bit
bitchy.
Corrupt. A little bit bitchy.
Just a little.
Oh, and Cam's playing hard.
Look, Okay. Last note, whereabouts? Did you find a note that maybe Ronnie wrote? Maybe? I don't know. Crime scene. Ronnie was going to the hot tub to relax. Was
there and a Melina, drink? And Melina's doing awesome.
Melina's stealing this!
Well, Melina's on fire right now. She's piecing everything together.
Where did all this come from?
Because maybe she's the killer.
Maybe he had some tea? Had some tea, he wrote a note, hoping that somehow I get the other team to confirm that for me. I mean, she knows a lot.
She knows a lot for knowing nothing, by the way.
Yep. What you don't know will cause one of you to die tonight.
Dun dun dun.
Ooh. That would be that sound you just heard was Melina dropping the mic.
So now Cam's wondering if Melina's not the killer.
I have to tell you, this is a great play by Melina.
It is.
Desperation, but it's working.
Oh, yeah. For the two of you who are not falling for the joke, I will be in the kitchen making myself a drink. Yeah,
dropped the mic. Nice. Boom.
Oh.
That was very impressive, I must say. It would be even more impressive if the producer sort of said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that I don't get or understand is that there really hasn't been in any other episodes. I mean, the drinking thing was really good because you got the foam coming out of the mouth. But the writing thing for me is a little bit of a stretch, too much of a stretch for her to know some extra information.
No, I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Because
Tell me why. Because
she and Ronnie have passed notes on multiple episodes.
Oh, absolutely.
So that is not out of the question. It's not a Deus Ex Machina sort of clue. I don't think that was like handed to her or anything like that. She's actually smarter than she's playing on, so I'm going to give her that. Do you agree, Chico, or not?
She is very smart. She has been playing under the radar for what seems like weeks, but what we saw just now was Melina finally starting to play the game, and she did it with a power play. Will it work in the long run? Who knows? But right now,
The interesting thing about this is that I actually think even without their help, she may be closer than anybody else's.
Oh, no doubt. Especially Cam, because he went to the crime scene and got Bupkis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, ironically enough, you know, Cam and Lindsay, I think, both have some issues. Chris has at least gotten the ice part down. You know, all three of us are still thinking there's liquid nitrogen in play. My theory still holds. I think that the killer saw him writing notes. Again, you got to remember the video. So the killer decided to give him something extra in the drink. He hid liquid nitrogen in powder form in the tea. Now, of course, liquid nitrogen is cold, but it burns to the touch.
Yes, it does.
So he drinks it, and obviously, if you drink liquid nitrogen, that's the end for you.
Yes.
Right.
So that's good enough to not only freeze that, but if it drops into the water, that's going to cause ice. And again, if the ice somehow floats to the bottom, boom.
But what I'm just saying to you is that are they leading towards Melina being the killer here? Because what happens?
Well, if Melina is the killer, then that's really bad.
I understand, but in other words, is she too smart for her own good at this point? In other words, she figured a lot of stuff out. Okay.
She did.
But the question is, do you think, in other words, does that seem out of character to you or not?
A little bit out of character, yeah, because remember, Melina hasn't done anything these last weeks.
Because she was hanging out with the wrong guy, or at least the right guy, you know? Yeah.
Oh, she's been hanging out with the right guys if she wanted to be the last woman standing.
Could be.
Here's something interesting. Fertilizer in Wikipedia. The most typical form is solid. Solid fertilizer is in granulated or powdered forms. The early product would have 60% nitrogen, coal, water, insoluble.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Uh-huh. There,
okay,
Room matter, we have the challenge.
And what we have here is Giles suiting up.
With a little bit of safety goggles.
Safety first, after all.
Melina needs to make sure she wins this puzzle.
Yes.
Unless she's the killer, in which case she doesn't.
Okay, the killer would like to witness a little experiment. Science! Beatrice and Sophie will be assisting Giles, and we instruct everyone to please step back. You've all poured your hearts out in my little game. Most of you left will die just the same. Follow the bouncing ball that has a clue. Go where you're told on the chosen few.
Again, note the words in the riddle because the riddle is always interesting. Pour your hearts out. There's the liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
Pour your hearts out. It's I'm almost absolutely certain that he poured it in there. And let's see what happens when liquid nitrogen goes into the ice. I bet there's an explosion.
There's probably an explosion.
Boom!
And waiting for the
explosion. And there's the explosion.
And four, and three, and boing. And
boom! Science!
Science! Follow the bouncing balls, big boy! Let's go!
Follow the bouncing balls. One of them has a clue.
By the way, change of art into film.
Kitchen! That's what it says.
No, it's still film look. And, oh god, Lindsay has nice boobs.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
And everybody goes to the kitchen.
Yes.
And there's Melina, and there's Lindsay, and there's kitchen.
There's another clue. These cans are filled with castor beans. Dig deep down if you have the means. Plot a silver container. The next step is not a no-brainer. Castor beans. You can, I believe you can make ricin out of castor beans.
But you can.
Just
so we're digging. You got thousands of beans going on the floor, and hopefully that's being donated to a homeless shelter.
Oh, there's Melina.
Rice in for days. There's the clue. It's the phase of the game has many an angle. These words in particular may be tough to wrangle. Circle a specific room at or location, then you're allowed to go to that station. Back up your choice with the loop of your ink, then look for what's orange, and go grab your mink.
Mink?
Sounds like a closet.
Okay.
Look for what's orange and go grab your mink.
Oh, so they're looking?
So what Melina's doing is she's circling all the words.
Okay, it's very...
Now, Lindsay's going to the bar. She's looking for something orange. Cam is still digging.
Okay.
Now, a pool table...
Oh.
Oh, God. He threw it. He threw the baby out with the bathwater.
Good job, Cam.
Cam, you dumbass, okay?
You traits, monkey. Anyway. Pool table.
See for pool table with angles.
Orange.
Orange balls. Cam and Lindsay are now at the pool table.
Okay, so...
Oh, look, it's a big globe. That's a big circular ball.
Yes.
But is it orange? I was just peeking. Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay's peeking, Melina.
Sure you was, you little...
Well,
if she wants you to see it, then you would have seen it.
Oh, no. Nothing there.
No.
Found something.
Well, if you circle all the words, if it's a traditional nomologic one... Oh, now she's going to circle the words.
Okay,
she doesn't see anything in the pool.
You know what? I have a feeling that if you look to see what all the letters are on the word that you haven't searched on the word puzzle, I bet you that it'll spell the clue.
Could be.
I used to do those.
Could be. The Q and the U on the card. Follow the Q and the U, and it is... Pool equipment written backwards.
On an angle.
Hello.
Ooh, Cam's got it.
Cam's nailed it.
Oh, she's telling Chris.
And Melina's looking for something. And it looks like an enclosure where the pool equipment is kept. All
tub.
The pumps, one of them is marked with an orange marker.
Uh-huh.
And then there's
liquid nitrogen.
Boom!
Can I get a booyah?
Booyah.
Booyah.
And
nitrogen pumped into the water tank.
With a timer.
So
that was used to launch Ronnie into the pool.
But Ronnie wonders if it's the actual cause of death, and I don't think it is.
And I don't think it matters at this point because there's the bell.
Yeah, bye-bye, Melina.
Well, if she's not the killer.
Right.
She is the killer, and then it's bye-bye, Chris.
Uh-huh.
So let's go to the patio. Cam wants to take everybody to the patio.
Because he's a sport, I guess.
So Cam thinks that now Lindsay is the killer, which means, in his words, Melina is still available to die, quote-unquote.
Ooh, so he wants to kill Melina off.
He wants to eliminate Melina.
Oh, just finish the job, basically.
Oh, so he's sharing.
Cam thinks that he was
sharing
poisoned
every...
first. And then the nitrogen was pumped in the tank.
Have you been paying attention? It's now time to hashtag
state.
Well, of course, you gotta remember something. Case. Who saw the poison?
I believe Melina saw the poison. She saw it foamed around the...
Who saw the poison? Actually, Melina saw that there's foam coming out of his mouth. Lindsay saw the poison.
So, Lindsay saw the poison. And if you remember, the riddle challenge used
Lindsay's
a whole lot of ricin clues. A whole vat of... Not ricin. It used castor beans, which is used in the making of ricin. So you have to think about that.
So Melina's still looking to try to eavesdrop in on the conversation.
Because she's Melina.
Well, Melina can now overhear the conversation.
When you saw him launch, was it just a contained wave?
By the time I saw him, he was already airborne and upside down. So just he died. It's a big splash. Wow, well, but... How the hell could she hear that from there?
I have no idea, but she is pretty much nailing this. So the question now is, does Melina have enough to state her case effectively?
She does, I think so.
I think Melina does have enough. But the question is it good enough?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, actually, if you remember, they don't necessarily state their case per se. That's all for the TV. What they do is take a test, and the player who scores the lowest on the test
goes bye-bye.
Who is not the killer, becomes worm food.
Right. So now,
well, what I find interesting is once again you have Lindsay. You know, the person that really has all the pieces of the puzzle here is Lindsay.
Yeah.
Now the only question is, does she realize?
Yes and no.
All right, Giles. All right. All right, Gordon, aka Giles. State your case.
I think the liquid nitrogen is what catapults him from the pool to the other one. However, the foam coming out of his mouth, I think, was the case of death. Now, could there have been grounded nitrogen / fertilizer that he also ingested into his body via the creamer that he put into his drink? That is the question. However, then the other question becomes, what is the cause of death? In other words, I still happen to think that, yeah, they pumped the nitrogen in, and it killed, but I don't think that's the cause of death. I think the nitrogen causes the explosion. I don't think, again, the one nice thing about the riddles is that it always has the weapon in terms of the cause of death, but there is a mystery ingredient here, and there's still, I can't overlook the fact that there's foam coming out of his mouth.
Right, and so, yes, exactly. So this is the way I think it happened. What happened was The killer in the mystery room saw Ronnie write the note. Okay.
Yes.
And what happened was is that he knew he was going to write the note for some reason. I don't know exactly what.
Keep in mind, Lindsay has not given out that information, I don't believe.
Okay. So what
Correct me if I'm wrong here, because you guys can hear it better than I can, because I'm usually talking over the dialogue. Has Lindsay given out that information?
No, I don't think so, right?
No.
Okay. Melina.
And Melina obviously doesn't know that information either. All he knows is that he wrote something.
Right. So what happened was that he poisoned him with the poison in the sugar creamer thingy. Okay.
Right.
And what happened was that the poison takes effect. Then they pump the liquid nitrogen in. Boom, with the, boom, he goes flying into it. The poison killed him, not the explosion. So you're almost...
That would be, I believe the explosion is the red herring, as well as the nitrogen being pumped into the pool.
Right.
But my only question with that becomes, I mean, yes, that's obviously a big piece of the puzzle in terms of how he wound up from one to the other. But I don't think that's what kills him. I think what kills him is the poison.
Right, exactly.
And the specific kind of poison would be ricin mixed in with the creamer.
Ricin or whatever poison there was.
There's no proof that it's ricin, though. I think the castor beans
is a giveaway.
I'm sorry?
I think the castor beans in the kitchen was a giveaway.
Okay, well then castor beans in the kitchen would be ricin. Now let's see, what is the effect of ricin have in someone?
It's a highly toxic, naturally...
Well, no, that I know.
I know.
But I mean, ricin is a poison found naturally in castor beans.
Right.
If beans and chewed and swallowed, but what does it do to someone physically? What are the signs and symptoms of ricin exposure? A drop of it can kill, though death would take several days.
What happens is that five, okay, victims often manifest, and by the way, that wasn't castor beans, it couldn't have been because ingestion would have killed them, okay? So now they are getting ready to state their case. Cam thinks he's got it.
Everybody thinks they got it. It's like Melina knows she's missing some information, but she hopes she has enough. All she has to do is put together a strong enough theory to make certain that she lives to see another day.
True.
Okay, so let's see what our Junior Mysteries Incorporated...
Go for it.
Has.
Go for it, Chico.
Okay, Cam says you gave Ronnie the hot tub treatment, knowing that you've previously rigged the hot tub with liquid nitrogen. He was writing a note, tried to leave it for Giles, says Lindsay, explaining who the killer was. Melina doesn't know who he wrote the note to or what the note was about, but Cam says Ronnie sat at that desk, poured himself a cup of tea, ladled a spoonful of rice and poison into his tea.
Aha, apparently they did figure it out.
And Melina's assuming it is poisonous, because when she was in the morgue, Ronnie got in the hot tub, it was rigged to go off right at that time, had a timer going, and when the timer counted down, Ronnie exploded out of the hot tub, falls into the swimming pool, and there's dry ice all over the swimming pool. Lindsay's going over the tea, falls asleep, boom, explosion. We went all water, ice, Ronnie. We went all over this. Timer expires. I believe Cam might have bought himself another day here, but we'll see.
Yes, but who's...
Okay, Lindsay says Chris is the killer.
Right.
Cam says Lindsay's the killer.
Cam says Lindsay.
Melina says Chris is the killer. God, I hope I don't die. And Chris says Lindsay is the killer. So it's either
Chris or
Lindsay. It's Krillindsay.
In this particular case, it's...
I knew I would come up with something.
No, I don't think it's Krillindsay. I think it is Lindsay.
And now we have a little crab action.
And again, if Chris is the killer, I have the exact same problem with her being the killer as I do with Lindsay being with Melina being the killer. They both have different colored horses.
And by the way, we have icy tombstones. By the way,
happy birthday to Melina. Her birthday was last Sunday.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that you put your birth date on there for everyone to figure out identity theft. That's dumb.
It's like you have your name on the internet, you have your birthday on a tombstone.
No, seriously, how dumb is that?
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have the right date on there, but that's okay. Congratulations.
Okay, we have a Giles on the scene.
Okay.
A chilled seafood buffet.
I love chilled seafood buffet.
I love it.
Oof.
I like clam. I like chilled oysters. They're awesome. Anyway, Giles has an announcement to make. And that person is guaranteed a fast pass to slap the golden cuffs on Whodunit. Congratulations, Cam! He is in the final!
Not a surprise.
No,
very well played.
Very nice. So now it's up to see who else is spared and who will be scared. But first, as for the rest of you Dungeness crabs, I'm afraid you have no choice but to sit back and deal with the fact that you three were left out in the cold.
I would think it would be funny if all three of them get scared.
Yes, I know.
Spa! Killing Ronnie was indeed cold-blooded. It all started just after breakfast, when Ronnie adjourned to the library to be alone with his thoughts. Or so he thought. Little did he know I was watching his every move on a pin camera in the belly of the See No Evil statue. Trained monkey. Once inside, he immediately began to write Giles a personal and confidential note. Ronnie claimed to know who I was. As it turned out, he had me pegged to the letter. I sent some tea over so he could take his time and finish his letter of incrimination. After days of spying, I was well aware Ronnie prefers powdered cream in his tea. It was ricin.
Are you kidding?
Nailed it. Oh, Lindsay just nodded up and down. Lindsay did that too. Melina certainly did not.
To the book of toxins left peeking out of the shelf. Nailed it.
Go ahead.
After he had gone, I simply found the letter and scratched out every reference that led back to me, preserving my anonymity. Getting a bit less scared that his life might be spared, I made sure to give him the best spa treatment of them all. The hot tub. Ronnie got in and turned on the jets. The second he pressed the buttons, my canister of liquid nitrogen was time released from the pool equipment. By this time, the ricin had kicked in, and his body temperature had skyrocketed to a deadly 105 degrees. On surveillance, it may have looked like Ronnie dozed off. I assure you, it was a dead sleep. Ronnie was shot out of the hot tub from the chemical combustion of hot water and liquid nitrogen. Freezing his ricin-laden tea, charring his body from the chemical blast, blowing half the water out of the hot tub. The forecast for this cold-blooded murder was cloudy, with an isolated chance of hail. My sincerest cold dolences, your killer. That was cold, man.
Nice job, nice job, Chico. Excellent.
Oh, no, thank you. If any casting agents are calling for someone who can fake a British accent,
no. But I'm just saying. Also, nice nail on the ricin. Very good.
Oh, thank you very much.
He nailed it, and so did Cam.
Okay, Melina, on the other hand. Commercial! Body swerve! Apollo Antonio calls infringements.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So who do you think... So Molina's going to be scared, and who else do you think is going to be scared? Chris?
I was going to say, we're going to find out exactly who that killer is going to be.
So you think this sets up who the killer is no matter what?
Well, here's what I think. If Chris... Again, I don't think it's Cam, and I don't think it's Chris. And I think that there is... Again, if either Chris or Melina is the killer, I've got a huge issue with that, just in terms of the recap and the colored horses and that whole thing. And again, I find production error on that level is unforgivable. If you really, from a production point, had that sort of issue and you said it's a mistake, then they all have the same colored horses. But that'll be for another time.
And it says...
If Melina is the killer, I think Chris is in trouble, because Lindsay purposely withheld information from both of them.
Right, and it also said, tisk, tisk, the killer tweets. That makes two big pieces of evidence Lindsay has missed.
If Lindsay is the killer, then bye-bye, Chris. If Melina is the killer, then I think bye-bye, Lindsay, because Lindsay did miss a couple of pieces of info. Of course, it's the killer. If she's not the killer, and if she dies, which is what I think is going to happen if she's not the killer, then I think it is bye-bye, Lindsay. Melina is your killer, and it's again, Chris versus Cam for money. And I think very well played by both Melina and the producers.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I what do you mean volume? Oh, was it too high? That's right, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, but also I was just about to say, yeah, we're down to the final four. I think one of the girl, of course it's going to be one of the ladies who gets it. I'm going to say in a shocker, I think it's going to be Lindsay who goes bye-bye.
I don't think it's that much of a shocker. I think Lindsay deserves to go bye-bye based on the case, and based on that, she's been floundering around the past two episodes, unless again she's a killer. In which case, it's bye-bye, Chris.
So basically, whoever is not the whoever lives is the killer.
Yeah, because okay. I don't. Let's put it this way: the only way I would be a little bit stumped is if Chris gets killed, and then it's Melina, Lindsay, and Cam.
Yeah. Then what do we do?
Like, all right, now what?
I'm out of ideas.
I'm done. Yeah, exactly. Chris gets killed the whole nine yards.
Obviously, the identity of the killer was not a factor here.
But I think what will happen is Lindsay goes bye-bye because, yeah, she's starting to miss clues, which is bad. And if she does get knocked off, then it's clear that Melina's the killer, and I'm going to be yelling at production. Because then it really won't matter to me who's the killer between Chris or Melina at that point, because both of them were wearing a different color horse in the recap, and you can't tell me as the producer that, oh, well, it's a recap. No. Everything, when you're playing a whodunit mystery, everything counts. Because let's put it this way, I would have been on Melina's trail a long time ago if it wasn't for the fact that production made an error.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, Melina was on my radar early on, but I'm like, oh, well, she's got a different horse, so it's not her. But if you look at it, and again, it's something that I've said before, she's the only person that has the repartee with Giles. She's the person that's carrying the plot on in terms of that. I think it's pretty – if Lindsay goes bye-bye, then – and we're all thinking that she does at this point, then Melina's the killer.
Right.
If Melina goes bye-bye, then it's Lindsay's the killer.
Now back at Rue Manor.
I buy that, like, huh?
And we're back in.
Melina goes in. She opens her card.
And she's scared.
Ooh, scared.
Not a shock.
So it doesn't really matter
no,
at this point.
No, it does, because if Lindsay's...
Okay. Also scared.
Lindsay, oh.
So, Chris Lindsay's not going to kill herself. Does Chris.
Now, does Chris pull out a scared card?
She could, and I think you're right.
Spared. So, right, Melina's so about to go bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Here we...
This just got interesting.
Oh, did it. So, it's Cam and Chris in the final, but which of Melinzy stays on?
I will say Lindsay goes away, which is too bad because I really liked her. And Melina's your killer.
I say Melina goes away and Lindsay's your killer. Or, it doesn't really matter who goes away because Chris is the killer.
Well, the problem is one of them's the killer. And the killer's walking around.
Okay.
And it's the morning. And we don't hear any goodbye, I'm scared, from either Lena or Lindsay.
Right.
Okay, there's Chris.
And there's Chris. And there's Cam.
Cam. And we're both they're playing a game of pool to relax. Because that's what you do, apparently.
It looks like Melina coming down the stairs.
It is. Maybe. Possibly. Melina! Well, this is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Melina's happy that she doesn't see Lindsay.
But I don't think Lindsay's...
And there's Lindsay.
And there's Lindsay.
Knew that was coming.
So...
And Lindsay is upset to see Melina still there. And here we go. And Melinzy's not too happy now.
Melinzy is not at all happy. God, somebody die already!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey!
Lindsay's acting really weird. Uh-oh.
What?
Lindsay's laughing. That's not laughing. And I have a feeling Lindsay's gonna die laughing.
Yes, she may be dying laughing. Oh, there's Giles.
Killer has a surprise.
Oh, really?
Look outside.
Oh, Killer's got a limousine.
We have a limousine.
Uh-oh.
No, we've got presents for everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
Lindsay does not want to open up her gift.
Yeah, but everyone would go...
Yes. Chris is like, I do deserve a gift, I just don't want this one.
Well, somebody's going to have to open up this gift.
Because they're all in the car.
Oh, wait.
Very morbid. We still have 5 minutes left.
Oh, it's a champagne.
And they're going outside. It's a toast, which means something's in the glass. Or something was poisoned before.
Gee, I wonder what.
Like, it's almost like we rehearsed it. Cheers.
Yay.
Rehearsed it? What do you mean? Are you saying this isn't real? Or at least...
Of course not.
Of course. Oh,
what
here
the?
We go.
We have an accident.
What?
Limbo makes a fast U-turn.
Fast U-turn.
Okay.
Went off a cliff.
What?
Well, Melina and Lindsay are still okay.
Who's
anybody know who the driver is?
Who's driving this crap box?
Who's driving the limo?
Yes, who was
it? And we're going to turn right back.
It's a room error.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Turn on the TV screen.
It's a TV screen.
Melina's thinking that today is not going to be like any other day.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see.
Giles is a little tied up right now.
Tied up at the moment.
Oh.
Giles has been
kidnapped and stashed somewhere in this manor. If you don't find me, I'm afraid I will die. And if you don't solve this impending crime, we will all meet a very similar fate. And
we've got gas.
Room fills with
gas.
White smoke. 6 inches in front, and there's the smoke.
And nobody can see. And now this is where somebody's gonna go bye bye.
Right.
Melina
completely disappears.
Lindsay is here. Melina's gone.
Melina's gone. Sorry.
Right.
Where is this Melina?
Someone's going to come get her.
We're not going to find out until
the season finale.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow.
Interesting. So, we have to figure
Lindsay's
out.
Like, I want to see Melina's body. But Lindsay's still
where
running
Melina
around.
Is.
Oh, there's Melina.
Nope.
Zombies!
Oh, that's awesome! Yes!
We've got zombies!
Yes! Wait, oh!
Oh, my friends, you
We've
are
got
not
zombies,
gonna want to
and
miss.
It looks like Melina has gone bye-bye.
You're not going to want to miss the season finale.
Oh, yes.
Of Who Done It.
Yes.
Next I want zombies.
Week.
Yes, because what happened. Yes. That is beautiful. By the way, that is also ties in with the book. I'll explain what happens. In the final challenge, they use all the setups from the previous crimes to solve the last crime. As if you saw in the.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like the fact that everyone else are zombies. Beautiful! The game show stripper zombie lives! That's all.
Yay!
Tell me you're gonna get photo caps of this. We can use it later on WLTF.
Oh, we most certainly can.
Yes!
Who doesn't like zombies?
Awesome! Those are the game show stripper zombies! They live! Thank you, Anthony Zucker! They live! Wow!
It looks like our final three are truly the alliance of Cam and Lindsay and Chris.
Because, now,
which means they've had the killer in their midst all this time.
Right. And what happens is, now let's say.
Who wins? Who dies? Who's the killer?
And who gets the golden cuff? Yes. Because here's what happens. Let's set it up. Let's set the finale one more time. Okay.
Okay.
What happened what happens is, hold on a second, you set it up, I'll be right back, I'm sorry.
Okay, everybody goes into a limo to celebrate being the final four, and, well, in Melina and Lindsay's case, surviving the night. However, their celebration short-lived, as the limo takes a sharp U-turn back into Rue Manor, only for the final four to discover that Giles has been kidnapped and set at gunpoint.
By about 25 different guns, if you notice that. It was like every gun was pointed at him, near him. It was like one of those bad cartoon comics that you saw.
Yeah.
You know? So Giles has been kidnapped. We don't know who drove the limo, because the limo was supposed to take them out on a ride somewhere. And all that sort of stuff. So the limo comes back.
All that noise.
I'm sorry?
And all that noise.
And all that noise, yeah. So they come back. Smoke gets in their eyes. Melina disappears. And the final challenge is next week.
And the final challenge from the scenes from next episode is an amalgamation of all the previous challenges. And at the end, The dead live again.
With zombies.
It's going to be. If you have not seen any episode of Whodunit, you should probably take a look at this one, because it's going to be kind of creepy.
It's going to be so over the top. I mean, look, this show has been over the top, but this goes so over the top it isn't funny, right?
I mean, but it is funny, but it's funny and entertaining at the same time.
Absolutely. Oh, I cannot wait, and it should, and you know what? And, you know, to end it this way, who is going to smoke out the killer, and who is going to be left in the dust? And we're...
Well, you know what I find interesting? You have Chris and Cam both say it's Lindsay.
Right.
Lindsay, of course, says it's Chris, and it really doesn't matter what Lindsay says at this point.
At the...
This while Melina has disappeared.
And is probably dead.
Absolutely.
So, being that we haven't seen any of Melina in the screen grabs, and we've seen lots of Lindsay, I will make the guess that it's bye-bye Melina.
Yes.
Which means Lindsay is your killer. I think Cam is going to win this.
Right.
And I think Chris will be in second.
Right.
Now notice, of course, that Lindsay wasn't figured out until Chris figured it out, and Chris figured it out on week 5. So Lindsay was completely under the radar. Now, of course, one specific stud muffin had Lindsay on the radar in week 1.
That would be you.
That would be me.
That would.
And from a production standpoint, that would be the only correct way to go.
Yes, exactly. And of course, it is the blonde with the big boobs. Yes.
It's the blonde with the big boobs. But that's always what it is. It's always the blonde with the big boobs.
Yeah, the mole did it, you know.
Well, you know what I would find would be ironic in this case? You know, the only person that Lindsay accused the whole entire time is Chris.
And that's another blonde with the big boobs. Okay.
Which is another
actually,
blonde.
Actually, her boobs aren't that big.
All right,
but, anyway.
But it is a blonde with boobs. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just. But...
Yes, but what I find interesting enough is that, yes, Lindsay figured it out. However, Lindsay has never solved a riddle.
No, she never has.
Nope.
And I think that's partially is intentional. And as I said, if you're the killer at this point in the game, you know, part of not finding clues and not figuring out all that information is, again, you don't want to play the role of who wins the game. You want to look like you're playing the role, but you don't want to. That's up to the other contestants.
Right, because...
Which is why Melina looked good for so long, because she never won anything. She never solved a riddle.
Right, Melina, I'm just looking. The person who just looking here... Now I'm just trying to look at it here. Lindsay has never been singled out at all.
What do you mean?
Well, in other words, Lindsay was never never had the beginning. Oh, that's right. No, she won twice. That's right. Melina's the
one. She won, but the winning part isn't a big deal. The big deal, in other words, if you win and you're there, it really doesn't affect anything in terms of the gameplay. The one thing you don't want to do is solve the riddle. Because then that favors one team or the other one in terms of solving the riddle.
Right.
So you really don't want to do that.
Right.
So I think Lindsay's been playing the perfect killer role. And the reason why she may have been selecting Chris every single time, maybe because Chris is the one who wins...
Could be, but it's good. Put it to you this way: if you have been following this all week, this is going to be an incredibly satisfying ending. We hope.
Well, I think it is regardless, just because you know all three of them, and let's just say for whatever reason Lindsay's not the killer, all three of them have proven their worth to be in the final three.
Right.
All three of them. Lindsay's gotten the super. Congratulations card twice. Cam has gotten it twice. Cam has solved 2 riddles. Chris has solved 2 riddles. She's gotten it once. All three of them deserve to be there.
Yes.
From whatever information it's there, I just can't see Lindsay not being the killer here. Again, Chris had a different colored horse, so I don't think it's Chris. And again, I don't think it's a production error. Lindsay is also the only person that's there that is ambidextrous if you look at that foyer scene.
Right.
If you look at the foyer scene, Lindsay is both a lefty and a righty because she shifts the glasses in 2 different toasts on 2 different hands. in terms of that. And again, if you really want to play, if you really want to play semantics as an engineer, as the killer, you know, that's where you'd have the background. That's how you'd want to do it. So I think it is Lindsay. But then again, I've said that since day one. Could Cam?
Yeah, you've made no secret of it.
Yes, Cam could certainly be the killer. But again, I think he's playing too hard, which is why I don't think he's the killer. However, from an outside perspective, he is in the correct places where he would be able to commit the crimes and go back in that suggested amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Could Chris be the killer? Doubt it. She's been playing really hard.
It's Lindsay. If it's anybody but Lindsay, it will not be a satisfying ending.
To me, it wouldn't be. I think Lindsay is the killer.
I think Lindsay's the killer, and I think Cam wins.
That's pretty much it. Cam should win this. He should take home the 250. Cam has been playing the best game the entire series.
All the way.
I mean,
Cam has been playing the best game, but again, if Chris wins, I'd be happy with it also. Chris has played a great game also.
Yep. I mean, put it to you this way. It's all – none of these – and the funny thing is the casting has been great because none of – the drama for the most part has not been quote-unquote manufactured. You know, I mean –
Absolutely not. That's what makes this a fun show is that I agree with you, Jay. The drama has not been manufactured. And in addition to that, all these characters have been likable. They all have – there has not been a villain in this series.
Yes.
Which is a lot of fun.
There's no one that absolutely, you know, like, oh my God, I wouldn't want to see them win. Like, in other words, everybody on Big Brother, for example.
That's a good example. So I will praise the editor in terms of the editing and the production. Production values have been great. The editing has been great. I just wish that more people would have seen the show.
We will find out.
Because it makes it sad that next week's probably going to be the last one in the series. It deserves better. ABC, renew the show. I know you're not, but do it anyway.
Do it anyway. For Chico, for Gordon, this is Jason Block saying good night and, well, pleasant dreams.
Sleep with one eye open, people.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.